Thanks for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God. Let me start with the context, and then we'll get to our passage here in Exodus 15, 1 and 2. So the Israelites marched out of Egypt to freedom, or so they thought. And after they started marching, they realized they were trapped. In front of them was a body of water. Behind them was the army of Egypt. And anxiety took over their hearts. Then God intervened. He divided the sea, allowing the Israelites to cross on dry ground. And then he closed the sea on the Egyptian army. The Israelites experienced an awesome miracle. Moses wrote a song to commemorate God's power and goodness. And the Israelites sang this song to the Lord. Exodus 15, 1 and 2. I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The name God is the English translation of the Hebrew word El. It means the strong one. In Numbers, God is compared to the horns of a wild ox. In Moses' day, a wild ox was a traditional image of power. The name El is sometimes used as a prefix, and so we have considered El Elyon, the God Most High, El Roy, the God who sees me, El Shaddai, the All-Sufficient One. Sometimes El is found within a name, such as Israel, wrestles with God, or Bethel, house of God, or Elisha, God is salvation. Do you feel like Israel sometimes trapped between a sea and a pursuing army? Do you feel like your life is filled with obstacles that you can't overcome? I just want to remind you today that you serve El. He is God. He's not simply a strong one. He is the strong one. And more importantly, he is your strong one. God is all powerful, and there's nothing he cannot accomplish. And that means you can always trust him. God, you are my strong one. And I got to tell you, sometimes I am weak. There's no God before you. There's no obstacle in my life that you cannot overcome. There's no situation that you can't change. There's nothing I need that you cannot provide. I'm depending on you, the strong one. Thank you for being my God. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.